Hello, and welcome to Friends for Life, a podcast of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's National Mission. We're here to come alongside you as we journey through life under the cross. What does it look like to care for our neighbors in body and soul? How do we tend to our own body and soul? How can we speak up for life? And finally, how do we share the faith with the next generation? Join us as we have these conversations and learn together. We hope you'll stick around and be our friends for life.
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm your host, Steph Neugebauer, here with my co-host, Deaconess Dr. Tiffany Manner. Tiffany, we have an exciting season. We're actually on season 8 of Friends for Life. Can you imagine?
Whoa, it has been, what, 3 years? Four years. 4 years since we launched this podcast. It was 2021.
You're right.
Wow.
Yeah, we're actually coming up on the anniversary. So happy anniversary to us. Not you and me, but Friends for Life.
Well, that was when we started working together too. So, well, definitely was a little bit before that. But yeah, we've kind of had a workversary, right?
Yeah. So if you're listening to us and you started from the very beginning, thank you so much for joining us on this journey and for sticking with us. And we hope that we continue to provide content that is beneficial and serves the church and all of our listeners. So Tiffany, do you want to introduce this season and kind of give listeners an idea of what they can expect?
Yeah, I'm super excited about this season. We're going to be focusing on foster families, foster children. You know, Steph, I don't know if I've ever told you that I grew up in my early childhood in a family that had foster children. My parents, when I was very little, had some foster children that that lived with us for a time. My memory is kind of vague. I think I was maybe, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old. My parents divorced when I was about 5, so it was before that. And this topic means a lot to me because I had always really paid attention to foster care, foster families. Actually, my husband and I had talked about being foster parents at some point in time, and with him going to seminary and living in, you know, pretty small parsonage, it was never the right time for us. Maybe there still will be opportunities in our future. But it's just a really important topic for me. And I think there's so many opportunities for the church, for Lutherans to get involved with foster care. So I'm super excited about the guests that we've lined up. These are all people who I've gotten to know in recent years. And I can't wait to hear your conversations with them.
I'm just wondering if maybe now is a good time to introduce some of the resources that LCMS has been able to put out just recently on this very topic. We have a foster family support guide that is now on our lcmslife.org website, which gives some quick facts about the current state of the U.S. foster care system, along with ideas for congregations and then congregation members on how to support foster families, foster children, and the families of the biological families of these foster children. It's a great resource, and I would love to have all of our listeners be able to look that up, print that off, and then consider taking it to your congregation in order that your local church might be able to have an impact on this very thing. Just for listeners' awareness, because unlike you, Tiffany, I myself don't have a lot of experience or personally know someone who is a foster family. So in order to kind of paint a picture of how impactful we could be if Lutherans stepped in and cared for these children, there are roughly 500,000 American children in the foster care system, but there are less than 200,000 foster homes. So what does that tell us? Obviously, there's a large gap between what is needed and what's actually provided at this time.
Yeah, I think that one of our pro-life partner organizations pointed out something that is certainly true numerically, and I think a good challenge for the church. And by the church, I mean the Christian church, and certainly our Lutheran congregations. If every Christian church in the United States had one family who volunteered to be foster family, then that gap would be closed. So think about that. That's not too much. And when a family would have a congregation to come around them and support them as they're fostering, that's a way for everyone to get involved. And it's really so easy to do that, right? There's so many ways And we can get more specific about that. And certainly the new resource that we put out will be helpful to think through, you know, how is it that you can provide some respite for parents, meals, help out with some of those things that come up when you add children to your family. But it's just, it's really a way to put our values about the sanctity of human life into concrete action by, one, becoming a foster family, you know, looking into that, considering going through that process in your state, because it varies in every state. But then two, coming around the foster families as the church to support them.
So we have three episodes in this season, in addition to this episode we're recording now, and truly four different guests, because Amanda is accompanied by her pastor, Pastor Krenz, in one of the episodes. And I think that even with a short amount of episodes, they've been able to paint a really good picture from various angles of this issue, not only about how families can step in and help these children by fostering, but also how they could volunteer if they weren't able to provide a home at the time as a guardian ad litem for these children. And it's a volunteer position. And Chalice goes into great detail about that. Not only is she a foster parent, but she's also a guardian ad litem. Dr. Engel has actually been a great service to Office of National Mission as we have developed these resources for families that you can find on our website. And then Amanda and Pastor Krenz and their local congregation have a very unique way of serving the biological moms of these foster children. And so I look forward to our listeners journeying through this season to get kind of a full picture of how we can help and care. Tiffany, we're big on mercy and showing the love and compassion of Christ. How does our theology of mercy compel us as a church as a whole to be involved in caring for these foster families and these children?
Sure. Well, mercy starts with where we receive mercy. Our Lord has extended so much mercy to us. God sent his very Son for the entire world out of his mercy for us. And so in our baptism, as we hear God's word, as we're at church receiving the sacraments, we're receiving mercy from our Lord. You know, some people use this metaphor for, you know, we're filled up with mercy. And then it, like a cup that's filled up with water, it overflows then the people around us. So that's a nice picture. But then also, you know, our Lord teaches us in his word how we're to love our neighbors. We love our Lord. We love our neighbors. And that's that mercy is that love in action, caring for people in both body and soul. And so, of course, foster care is just a great example of that love for neighbor, right? That love in action, that mercy we extend. And it's certainly there's that care for souls and the opportunities we have when we have foster children to take them to church so that they can receive the gospel, hear the word. But the care for their bodies involves feeding, clothing, washing, educating. There's so many ways that mercy can be in action to be with children, right? All people, of course, but little ones who are so dependent from the time they're born. And really, you know, the legal age of adulthood is 18 in the United States, but it goes beyond the age of 18. And there's so many opportunities to even care for young adults in the foster who've been in the foster care system. So looking at foster care with the eyes of mercy that we gain from being taught by our Lord's word, you know, really can compel us to do some things that might feel different, big, maybe even a little intimidating. But again, it's our faith in action, showing love to our neighbor.
We hope that for many reasons, this season will be beneficial to listeners. But what are you hoping? And I'll share what I'm hoping that listeners will get out of this season as they listen.
Well, certainly, as I've already mentioned, I hope that some people will listen, and maybe they've already been praying or thinking about foster care, and they'll hear some of these episodes and really be emboldened to take the next step and find out what it might take to become a foster family in their state. So certainly there's that. But then really for a larger audience, I'm hoping that they'll start to think about how can they, in mercy, support foster families in their community, whether that's someone in their church, someone around the block from where they live, or reaching out to an organization and finding out if they don't know someone who's a foster family, and finding out, you know, how is it that we can, you know, sort of like wrap our arms around these families and love them and help them as they are on the foster family journey.
I hope also to simply bring awareness that these situations exist, that often what is unseen to a lot of us are these children that may have to spend the night in a social worker's office because they don't have a home. They have to sleep on a cot for multiple nights on end, or they're bouncing from house to house because we don't have enough foster homes for these children. These are actual children's lives and not just numbers or statistics. And to think about how a childhood, which is from, you know, birth to 18, can really affect someone into adulthood. And if we can have an impact on these children and shaping their idea of what it means to be cared for and loved, and also shaping their idea of God's design for the family, that is to be together under a roof of protection by a mom and a dad, and the whole goal of the foster system being to reunite these children with their families, their parents who can be stable and healthy and care for their children properly. And so in thinking of society being formed by the building block of the family, if we can do what we can as the Christian church to shape these families and to encourage these families to live out God's design for the family, then how much more will our society, our churches flourish because of it?
Beautifully said, Steph.
Tiffany, where can we point our listeners to who may be interested in getting involved in multiple different ways, whether it's just learning more, considering becoming foster parents themselves, or considering volunteering in some way?
Well, you already pointed out that we've created some new resources, and our website is lcmslife.org. So that's a good place to be looking. We also have a network in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod of recognized service organizations. And so that's a good place to start as well. These are organizations, independent, nonprofit, you know, organizations that are coming alongside the congregations in the church and have the same doctrine, the same practice that we have in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So that's a place to start. So you can find a directory on lcms.org/RSO. So that's, you know, the acronym for Recognized Service Organization, RSO. And that's a good place to start with an LCMS Recognized Service Organization. If there's not one in your area, because you can do some searching within that directory for, you know, by state, or, you know, by putting in the search word foster, there's certainly not a recognized service organization in every state that deals with foster care. So Christian agencies would be another place to be looking to partner and learn more about what's possible where you live, because your geographical location does matter. There's an alliance that we have been referred to from some pro-life partners who are like-minded, life-minded. They're pro-life. They value the sanctity of human life from conception to the day when our Lord takes us to be in the near presence of himself. So the Christian Alliance for Orphans, their website is an acronym too. It's CAFO.org. So that stands for, you know, the C for Christian, A for Alliance, F for the four, and then O for orphans. That could be a website to look at to learn more and to find the organizations that are in that alliance, like the nonprofit leaders or other church leaders, even within a global alliance, and see what might be a good organization that's going to be Christian in your state, because some of the organizations that would deal with foster care and adoption might be, you know, nonprofit organizations are not seeking to make money off of the tragic family circumstances that occur, but they may not see the family as God designed it, as the Bible teaches us. So going with a Christian member of the Alliance for Kate would be a good place to, you know, a second tier that we could recommend.
Thank you. Once again, listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to Friends for Life, especially this particular season, season 8 on foster care system. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at LCMS Light. And finally, listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you have an idea about a guest you'd like to hear from or a topic you want talked about? Email us at friendsforlife@lcms.org. We want to hear from you about what you want to hear about when it comes to issues of life.
Thanks for joining us. Friends for Life is a podcast that discusses the life God has given and the people He has called you to serve, right where you are in God's mission.